sure the volume's all the way up. Are we ready?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the world-renowned A Week Late podcast.
Hello, hello.
I'm here once again. My name is Jason. You can call me Cryptic, though, and I'm here with my good friend Darren. He's also known by Analysis.
It's actually pronounced Analysis.
That's what I said.
You said Analysis.
Yeah, I was just further enunciating what your name actually was.
But if you say it that way, it sounds like...
Sounds gay, doesn't it?
It sounds a little...
It sounds super gay.
It's like... Not to be homophobic, not that there's anything wrong with being gay.
I really don't like it a whole lot, but...
But Analysis, it's, you
it's
know...
It's not going to fly, is it?
No.
Fly,
I don't...
Yeah.
That actually stems from, I guess, my days in the Midwest when I was doing, like, poetry slams
and stuff like that. Those were some hard times.
And I needed a stage name, and I also used to do, like, a little bit of hip-hop back in the day. And
still do some,
and
mind
I still
you.
Do. I still,
still
do some. And so, like, that crowd of that circle of friends, if you will... knows me as Analysis with numbers 489
right
attached at the end of that, which is my Twitter handle, by the way, for those listening. It's at Analysis.
Ooh, just flipping a reference there. What's that? So I mean, Cryptic for me, you know, just like touch on, you know, just like a just brief.
Sure, I did a little bit of history. So what's yours?
I'm not going to tell you because
okay. It's
like sex on the first date, okay? You guys don't know me that well yet, and I'm not going to divulge that kind of sensitive information with you yet.
And that's
matter
actually,
of time.
And that's actually never happened to me.
Matter of time. What's that?
I'm sorry?
Well, yeah.
So, moving forward.
I know.
Last week, we didn't know what we were going to watch, and we didn't, like, put it in because we didn't know what it was, obviously. We kind of came up with the idea to go see...
Planet of the Apes.
The Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
I was seeing all these apes, and
then I just figured out, oh, okay, it's a planet of them.
It's a planet of them.
That's a Brian Regan reference.
Shout out to him.
For anybody who listens to his... God,
which they should, because he's hilarious.
Yeah, check him out on Netflix, man. Brian Regan, it's spelled R-E-G-A-N. He's like one of
the... Is that sure how it's spelled?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it's
spelled. We're going to Google that and get back to you.
I'm pretty sure that's how it's spelled. I'm a big fan of his.
Pretty sure it's three.
If I'm wrong, I'm going to look like an a-hole right now. So, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. He's got two stand-ups on Netflix, and they're both superior funny. I mean, you can sit down and watch them with your friends, or you can
if
sit
you
down
have
and,
any friends.
If
you don't have any friends, just watch it by yourself.
Which is cool. You can also watch it with family because he's so clean.
He is clean.
He says zero curse words, and he manages to be so hilarious, but he's definitely like...
Well, that's actually part of the reason why we actually came to see his movie, because it's actually because of that bit.
Yeah, Planet of the Apes.
You know what I mean? So,
right.
I mean...
So this one has James Franco in it. Also Tom Felton from... Snatching Your Word, renowned Harry Potter series.
Yeah, which I still haven't seen, by the way.
He plays Malfoy? Thomas Felton, I believe?
The super pale guy with blonde hair.
Yes.
Yeah, who also looks like the Flame.
He's in again
with the Flame.
With the Flame.
I apologize.
I was going to see if we can go a third week without mentioning Flame or Fire, but apparently...
I'm redundant. I can't help myself.
So what are your preconceived notions?
Well, I've heard a lot of good things about it going into it. Mm-hmm. I've asked a few close friends of mine what they thought of it, and they've already... A few of my friends have already seen it, but as you know, we're usually late on things, so...
Right. Hence
we're
the
just
name.
Now getting to it. I have high expectations for once.
Okay.
I know it's kind of weird, some, you know, positiveness coming from me. I don't know if that's even a word.
Positiveness? Well,
but
it is
positivefulness enough. Coming from me, but I think this time around it looks probably... I mean, the CG looks absolutely phenomenal.
Just to interject, through the wonders of the internet, the technologies that be, anything that you say nowadays that's posted on the internet becomes a word in some kind of wiki dictionary.
It does. You
just created... Three, I think, in one sentence. But
I just
go ahead.
I just pioneered that whole frontier.
Continue. I'm sorry to interject. I just wanted to make.
I don't remember why. I'm just so blown away by my genius and
you,
making up a new language.
You were saying how incredible the CG was.
The CG is phenomenal. I mean, we actually talked about it at work earlier today.
Or how well your friends say it was, because we have yet to gauge.
They didn't really touch on that. They don't really, you know,
they're
appreciate things like
graphic
that.
Graphic nerds.
Right.
Okay.
Which, us being graphic artists for a living,
Toot, toot.
We look at that, you know, like we look at stuff like that.
That was the sound of someone honking their own horn. It goes toot, toot.
Sounded kind
of
like an elephant farting, but we're going to move right
okay,
by that.
Right.
but onward. But there are no real apes in this entire film. I mean,
yeah. Maybe
there's like one or two, because some of the actors were actually afraid that they didn't want to be on set with a massive gorilla.
Right.
And
as anyone would be.
Yeah, because gorillas are huge, and
they can tear your freaking arms off by looking at you, so.
Like, oh, look, it's a banana. I'm going to devour its face. So.
I guess I'm along the same route. Like, I try not to have any high expectations, because that's come back to bite me in the A-word a lot. Like, but
did you say A-word?
I did say A-word.
Okay.
I'm trying to clean up my language.
Trying to play a little bit?
Okay. So anyway, hoping you would catch that.
I did.
Well, I guess, you know, with a movie like this, it's hard not to have high expectations because the hype.
The hype and the budget was... The
budget has to be enormous. I mean, I
to
guess...
To buy Florida with that budget.
I'm interested to see the numbers in how much it would have cost to do this with real apes versus CG apes.
There would have been a lot of stuff.
I wonder if it's cheaper
casualties probably during the filming.
Yeah,
if they had a real gorilla.
I don't know. That's interesting. But because I mean, I love James Franco too, man. Like, the actors are top notch.
Oh,
it's not some B movie prequel. You know how, like, I don't know if you know this movie Cube.
I love that movie.
It came out and it was
one
great.
One of my favorites, actually.
And then the sequel came out and it was good. And I think a prequel came out like years later called Cube Zero or something like that.
It was awful.
And it was terrible.
I didn't even know if it was even a prequel. I couldn't even tell what was going on.
And I don't think it was made by the same people. And that same sort of feeling from the first one didn't carry over, didn't translate as a prequel.
It had a suspense because it's been done twice.
Maybe I missed the point of that movie. I don't know. But anyway.
No, there was Cubes.
There was Cubes. At least it fulfilled that part of the man. So, anyway, it's not one of those prequels where it's like...
It's a good one.
Here's a name, here's a movie with a name, kind of like the ones we did before, but it has nothing to do with it.
And let's try to get as much money as we possibly can.
Yeah, so they're absolutely shooting, aiming high for this one. So, I mean, I just don't want people to say it was good because the graphics are amazing. I want people to say it was good because they didn't know that they were graphics.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Which, by the preview, they don't look like graphics. They look like real apes, which is what I had to actually research.
They almost look too real. Like, when you look into the eyes of that CG creature, you can almost see Andy Serkis through... It's weird. Like, they gave graphics like a soul, and it's scary.
I think you're freaking out some of the listeners right now.
Well, it's one of those things. I didn't want to watch it because I first pitched to watch The Change-Up because we haven't done a comedy yet. And that's one of the reasons why I didn't want to watch this movie, because I was like, oh, man, it looks like just a downer. Like, I don't want to feel bummed out about
it. Apparently it's super sad. That's what my buddy said.
Yeah, I don't want to be bummed out over some fake CG creatures. Like, you know what I mean?
But if we cry, nobody has to know. I'm going into it
with those kind of expectations. Like, it's going to be super sad, but I'm going to pay a lot of attention to the CG. Hopefully, I hate that we're graphics nerds, because, like, we know...
We're going to, like, critique them.
Yeah, and then that hopefully doesn't take us out of the movie already that we know that they're CG. Like, I don't think it will. It's kind of a spoiler to most... Well, when I saw, you know, the video of interview with Tom Felton, he said, like you were mentioning earlier, he was expecting to be on set with a bunch of gorillas,
mm-hmm.
and there weren't any.
Right.
And he was kind of like, you know, whew, like sigh of relief. But at the same time, it was kind of a spoiler for me. He's like, oh, I really didn't want to know that. Like, I wanted to pick out which ones were real and which ones were fake. You know, that's
which like there might be some real ones.
I don't know.
Somewhere.
Yeah, maybe there are. I don't know how to get it. From what I hear, though, I concur, is that somebody told me it was 100% CG gorillas. So I don't know.
I heard the same thing. So
I'm interested to see how that technology plays out, because we're definitely in the era to try this technology out. Like, it's the best time to be alive as far as movies and
absolutely.
Technology is concerned.
But they said that 30 years ago, too, so...
Well, yeah,
you know.
But they also had no YouTube and black and white TVs, you know.
And they had to read magazines for porn.
Yikes.
Lame.
And that's also the third time in a row you mentioned porn. Good job.
I thought I was getting better.
Right, porn and flames. That's
I really
great.
Thought I was getting. You know, I really thought I was making a big step forward.
Nope, two steps back.
And I just jumped back into the
two
hole
steps
again.
Back, two steps
yeah.
Back. So pressing forward.
Pressing
what else
hard
are we
forward.
Talking about?
We were talking about monkeys.
I don't know any of the female actresses in this movie, really. Maybe I missed that in the interviews or whatever.
There is one thing that I'm kind of anxious to see.
Okay.
You know how in Planet of the Apes how they talk, you know, and they walk upright.
Correct.
In the trailer, it shows them at the very end of the movie actually
walking,
standing upright, like holding weapons and stuff. But I want to know if they talk, like maybe tease us a little bit, you know, like say like one word.
Right.
You're like, let's fucking do this.
Right.
Sorry for the F-bomb drop, but...
Yeah, that would be funny if their first words as apes...
Oh!
like the F-word. Go get them! Like, that'd be funny. Like, I mean, I don't know if they'll touch on that. And what I'm also thinking, which brings up a good point, is if they will have the foresight to make a sequel of a prequel, how far to the point of... the beginning of the first Planet of the Apes, are we going to...
Are they on a different planet, though, already? Because the Planet of the Apes, aren't they on a different planet?
No.
They're not on Earth, are they?
No, Earth... No, that is the whole thing.
I thought they went... Well, there's
you
a...
You find out at
there's
the
There's a
end.
Crash spaceship, though. So, like, it... Which is like they left Earth.
Well, which Planet of the Apes are you talking about? The remake with Paul?
The remake.
Which... Paul? Why did I say that?
I don't know.
The remake with Mark...
With Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
But...
The ship.
Okay, so you're talking about the remake, because the original, we find out with Charlton Heston's famous line...
Right.
That...
But this
bastards.
Is the prequel to the new one.
Is it?
I think so.
No, this is the prequel to the original Planet of the Apes. Because what you find out at the end of the original Planet of the Apes is that they were on Earth all along. Like, isn't that the thing? Like,
and then the humans left?
We find out that it's, like, you know, there's a washed-up head of... or whatever, of the Statue of Liberty on the beach. It's like, you bastards... It's not. Am I missing that?
I might have been drinking a lot. I don't.
I don't know. Maybe it's been so long since I saw the original Planet of the Apes.
Well, if there's any Planet of the Apes experts out there, feel free to.
Yeah, I don't know really the timeline if it was, because I know you're right. In the remake with Marky Mark, there's that thing where he went to space and traveled, you know, elsewhere to sort of like a different planet.
Right.
Filled with.
And
oh, it's a planet of them.
It's a
know.
Planet of... Okay,
right.
Okay.
So, yeah, maybe I'm missing the mark completely on the storyline of that. I'm you know...
the mark.
And I apologize. I see you with...
Wahlberg. Missing the Wahlberg on that one.
Because I did it on purpose.
I don't think you did
that. Anywho.
Anywho?
I keep saying that,
you said
too.
You said it a lot.
But just when we're recording.
I don't know.
It's not my everyday vocabulary to say anywho.
If it starts, there's going to be some problems.
Well, as long as... Well... Let's just keep it to a minimum on the recording, because I don't say that in real life. Like, well, like this is fake, like they were in something. When we step out of this car, it's a whole other world, man.
Don't tell people it's a car.
Oh, crap. Mobile studio.
Mobile studio.
There
we go.
I'll edit that part. speaking of editing, just to set it up, because we're about to go inside to watch said film, we switched formats real quick. The YouTube thing wasn't working for us. We do have a SoundCloud page at a week late, or slash a week late. They don't use
the
ass moniker.
We should have went with a Cloud Sephiroth page.
The what?
Hmm?
Is that a Final Fantasy?
It might have been.
Okay.
Just go ahead and go on.
All right, I caught that. we switched over to editing on Audacity instead of uploading to YouTube and using that as our sort of vehicle to get it out to the interwebs. A lot easier, and it's going to be easier to syndicate. We're going to be looking up Libsyn pretty soon. It's Mark Maron uses it for his podcast. I'm listening to him a lot lately.
A lot of people use it, actually.
It's a service that, and again, nobody knows who we are, so they're not endorsing us or paying us to do this or say this, but I'm taking advice from the Nerdist podcast, and he mentioned early on in one of the episodes to use Libsyn. They're like a service that syndicates your podcast. And since we already have the MP3, it's easier for them to blast it out there for us.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll be on iTunes soon, and we'll have a setup through Libsyn on a RSS feed and on a homepage for our server and stuff like that, so that's cool.
It'd be a lot easier format. That way you're not watching a blank video.
So the second episode is available now for download and streaming directly from the site. We're not syndicated just yet, but we will be. And
word of the day.
Syndication. Yeah.
Where are the
That's what we're shooting for.
More free knowledge.
Episode 2 is available for free, aweeklate.com. It's in MP3 format, or you can stream it from the site. The first episode, I have to go back and re-edit it in Audacity And then put the first one. Yeah, so they can be uploaded in proper format and downloaded in proper format. And we'll drop a tweet when the first available is episode. That sounds dirty.
It sounds amazing.
Drop a tweet on your lawn, man.
So like good idea for like a new porno to come out. I'm just dropping tweets. I'm going to tweet on your face.
I will take you off my buddy list. I hope you get a virus. You and your computer. That was from How High. I love that movie.
That's a funny movie.
But episode one is still available, just in a different form, on the same website, aweeklate.com. It's in a YouTube format, and I think you can get the episode in the form of a SoundCloud on our SoundCloud page, /aweeklate.
Sephiroth?
No.
Okay.
But that's it for the updates. I guess it's almost time to go in, so we'll let you know.
Get some Bill Does popcorn.
When we get back, what the trailers were, and maybe we name some more actors/actresses and some of the surprises and what we thought about the film. So
and
we're going to play some more music on the outro.
Here comes the music, yeah. So you want to put... Did you want to add something in over that? That was...
Yeah, I might maybe do some a remix of that. That was nice. And maybe make that into a little jingle for...
A little bit of harmonics in there. Just right. Throw it in the side.
All right, we'll see you when we get back.
All right, see you.
Later. All right. Recording. You want to do the intro, or?
Well, Darren, my expectations were met.
All right.
Time is about 150,000, because it was probably one of the best films I've seen this year to date.
Wow.
And I know I'm usually pretty negative in my movie reviews.
That's a bold statement, sir.
But this movie here deserves every word I just said about it.
Wow. Welcome back.
Phenomenal film.
By the way. There's no real intro, we just go willy-nilly, Nerdist style.
Throw it out there for you to listen to.
Again, we're not copying any podcast, we just take a lot of influence from the people that motivate. But I do agree with you, man, like...
So good.
I don't even know, like, as you guys heard, at the first part of the podcast, before the movie, like, it was hard for us to have low expectations going in. I try to keep it low. You know, so I can say, hey, good job.
Yeah.
But phenomenal, phenomenal movie. Like,
so good.
It wasn't, like, suspenseful, but I was still on the edge of my seat. Like, I wanted to know, even though we know what ultimately happens at the end of the whole saga with the rise.
Right, but figuring out how they actually get to that point.
And it's phenomenal.
Vivid detail.
So good. Like,
I mean, I know you touched on, you said there was one little plot hole.
Okay.
But
so,
overall, it was so well put together.
It was, and I agree, and I think it was me trying to find something wrong with this movie, because
that's how you know a film is good, when you try and find something wrong with
exactly.
It.
Yeah, exactly. And but as a critic, well, we're not even professional critics.
No, like, critics are douchebags.
We're self-proclaimed critic. Well, I'm a douchebag, but it has nothing to do with the fact that I'm a critic.
So you have unclean vagina? What's that? Too far? Too soon. It was too soon. I'm sorry.
I don't think the public really knows about.
I'm sorry. Yeah, way too soon. Okay.
I don't even know what to say to that. Pressing forward, I would say.
Like iron and shirt. Yeah.
I would say, man.
Lost
for words. I'm trying to collect myself because it's true that in order to, you know, find a flaw, you have to look for it. In this movie, it stands out because the only flaws that I have is one plot hole and one thing with the graphics, like the plot hole, first of all. And I'm going to forget it now that I'm talking about it or I'm thinking about it. The 5 years, supposedly, that,
that transpired in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, there was a section in the movie where James Franco's character and the Slumdog Millionaire girl, she, you know, and that, I mean that as it might very well actually be the girl from Slumdog Millionaire.
Might be, I don't know.
However, if it's not, I really don't mean that in a racist way, but I really do think it's her. And if not, she looks like the girl from Slumdog. Anyway.
She was kind of a slum.
they ended up having like a 5-year relationship, and then like he brings her to his home office where he has all these charts and stuff about Caesar.
And his IQ levels and all that.
You're going to tell me that within 5 years of being together, you never saw this room with all the charts and the progression? Like, seriously?
It wasn't even the room. It was, like, next to the kitchen. Like,
right.
Like,
right
in the middle of the house.
It's a secret room. It's like, hey, this is where I work at home.
Welcome to my laboratory.
Right.
My name is Dexter. Let me show you my stats for the year.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's like
no.
you've been...
What have you done?
I love Dee Dee.
She's awesome. A noodle.
Dexter reference for anybody who cares. And not the murderer, the cartoon.
No, the good one.
Not the blood. Well, hold on.
I know.
I'm a Dexter fan. Back up the wagon here. Anywho.
Yeah, reverse that.
Yeah, so that bothered me, but that was the only thing that bothered me.
And that was so minor. It's not really even like.
I'm super nerdy for even picking up on that. I'm like, wait a minute. I guarantee that the in the 5-year courtship that they had time to make out in the home office and therefore see the stats. So that's like my nerd voice. I should have done
pretty
like.
Good. That's pretty
thank
good.
Thank you. I should have done like a like Professor Wink or whatever his name is from Simpsons. Oh, Floyden. Human wagon. But that's like a Jerry Lewis ripoff. Anyway, I digress. The graphics.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
You were saying though.
I saw a flaw.
At the infantile stage of the chimp.
You're going to tell me that the budget put into this film for not only the actors. By the way, I did not know John Lithgow was in this movie.
He was
in the
movie.
And I'm a huge fan of John Lithgow. And I think somehow he's tied in with the original, not the remake, but the original Apes. I might be wrong. I'm not 100% on that.
That one I can't say for sure.
Again, calling back to the first portion before the movie. If there are any Planet of the Apes enthusiasts out there, correct us on the timeline, how everything goes within like the remake and, you know, the actual original with the timeline. But on top of that, you know, does that in fact cut into like the original lore of the movie? I'm not sure. The original, like, I don't know.
That would be a question best left for Google.
Yeah. So email us at fans.aweeklate@gmail.com if you know for sure. I'll be quite honest with you, we're only 3 weeks in, nobody really knows about the podcast, so I haven't been checking the email for the podcast, but we will
start doing that.
Yeah.
Probably tonight we're going to be checking that.
Exactly.
So.
Just to make sure that whoever is actually listening hasn't tried to contact us.
Oh, you guys suck!
Again,
well, thank you for the criticism.
Yeah,
we're
lazy and not on top of our game, to quote my cryptic over here from the first episode.
That's a pretty good slogan, actually.
He did say that. That's actually really good.
Not bad at all.
And you said that. We should put that, like, at the bottom of the banner, like, we're lazy and not on top of our game.
We're lazy and not on top of our game.
Those are the only two gripes, though. Like, oh, well, I haven't even... You're right. The you're going to need to tell me that you can convince us the entire movie that these are actual orangutans and chimpanzees and apes.
Don't forget the gorilla.
And the gorilla.
Oh,
Buck.
Dude.
Buck is the man, dude. Buck is the man and the circus orangutan.
Oh,
my, and those are his left-hand men. And I believe Paul Giamatti's character plays the orangutan in the remake.
I think he does.
I think his name is Buck, and I'm not sure.
I think he does.
But I think that's the connection there. God, I have so many thoughts running through my head that I can't focus on exactly on just one. But, so John Lithgow was in the movie. Where was it going before that?
You were talking about the CG a little bit about...
You can make us believe... Yeah, you can make us believe all these things, that these are real chimps and apes and orangutans that we're looking at, yet the baby, Caesar, looked like... Calling back to Final Fantasy, because you made a reference earlier.
I did.
It looked like a chimp from the Final Fantasy movie. Like, that sort of realism, but still you can tell
like
CG.
Yeah, but the rest, like a cartoony.
And kind of cartoony.
But
some of their emotions were a little jerky. At the same time, and you're right, we're dealing with a chemical that we don't know the consistency of, but the smoke from the chemical bomb looked completely fake.
Which we do disagree on, because, you know, like I said, we don't know, this chemical doesn't exist.
Right.
We don't know what kind of smoke it'll put out.
You're right. The mist could look a little bit crazy and dense and fake if it were coming out in real life. Like, oh, that looks fake. Now I'm dead.
I better not breathe that in, because I don't see that on my face. So,
which is another thing, maybe two plot holes. The dude that got sick, that spread the disease. Now, what some people don't understand is that it was a comp. Well, that's just blowing the whole movie.
Yeah, we shouldn't do that. Because people may have not seen the, you know, they may have.
We understand. We understand that it is a week late, and you're probably gonna get this 2 weeks after the movies come out. But we're not a-holes on purpose. We don't want to spoil the whole thing just in case. But there is. Let me just say one thing. If there is a second plot hole, it happens with the technician that should know better. And I guess that's very broad in general, but, you know, whatever.
Clearly, if you get... I'll just say that he got infected by something.
Right.
Clearly, if you're a brilliant scientist /
antikeeper
/ drug analysis...
You would know better.
You would know better that you should probably go seek medical attention at some point.
Or don't breathe when your mask gets knocked off in the lab.
Hold your breath.
You know better than
don't
that.
Don't be fat and, like, try and, like, inhale the entire room.
Let's not attack fat people. We both know I'm sensitive about my weight. Oh, you're talking about the movie.
You got kind of personal there.
Sorry.
You got a little bit personal.
All right.
You weren't crying, are you?
I apologize.
You aren't? You were crying?
It's allergies.
Okay.
Allergies.
Okay. My car is kind of unclean.
There's something in my eye.
Is there?
Oh.
I think it's your eyeball, actually.
It's my finger.
I thought it was your eyeball. Because most humans are born with those. Two of them, actually.
So what else? I mean... Really? I mean, not too many female characters in this movie. One...
I don't know. That monkey was kind of hot.
What's that?
Even though I couldn't tell...
You didn't know what sex they were.
No, I had no idea.
So, you may be a little bit...
Another CG error.
Ape gay.
What's that?
I'm sorry?
No, because you don't know if you don't know.
Right. It's like saying...
There were no CG balls.
It's like saying I had sex with a woman once. She might have been a guy. I don't know.
I don't know, because the balls were not CG-ified on the actual unit.
This is going nowhere.
I don't know where this is going.
All right, pressing forward. What were you saying about...
Personal language steel drill. What's that?
Huh?
No, I just want to touch a little bit on, like, the human side of it, acting-wise.
Yes.
I've
been talking about CG the whole time,
right.
And I apologize.
It's all right. Now... The human aspect of it, I think the actors did a absolutely amazing job.
Phenomenal.
Now, his father...
Phenomenal.
You know, as we all know, like, the drug was meant to cure people with Alzheimer's and make them, like, repair their brain and have them have,
they
like, a higher brain function.
Into high depth, you know, into
which
depth.
They did dive into that.
Which is great.
You know, like, we, like, with his father, how he had Alzheimer's and all this other stuff. But he did an awesome job.
Mm.
Fantastic job.
John Lithgow is an amazing actor. You guys might know him from Third Rock from the Sun.
Was he in Conehead?
Holy crap, he was in Conehead.
It's like one of his first movies.
You're right about that. I completely... And he was in that movie with James.
And he looked exactly the same, even without wearing the coat. I was like, what?
Why does he have the coat head on in this movie?
That's his massive forehead. Okay, I see where they're going with
he's
that.
He's bald, dude. He's not a coat head. He's just bald.
Sorry if you're listening right now.
We realize the Conehead reference in this movie. Oh wait, that's just his forehead.
And apparently
it's terrible.
The cone like digressed onto three chins. It kind of transformed like onto like his neck area.
Listen,
I
went into this wanting to praise John Lithgow, and now he's here, and so I apologize again. He doesn't listen to this, but
because he has Alzheimer's, and I'm probably forgetting 2 minutes anyways. But
that was a movie.
Oh,
it was just he's not really.
Oh.
He was acting.
I get deeply involved.
That's how good he was. And we bring it back full circle to complimenting on
his
acting.
Here we go, the circle of life.
So John Lithgow, good job on the movie. Like, he did do Coneheads. He did Third Rock from the Sun. He's done a bunch of other good stuff.
Yeah, he's done a bunch of things.
A lot of
he had a small role in this film, though.
Not really, man. I think it was small. I think his total screen time was maybe 20 minutes.
Maybe.
But it was a good... heavy, humane 20 minutes. Like
it was.
His connection with Caesar. Again, like, God, I think Caesar was the main character, too, obviously.
His facial expressions were just phenomenal.
Andy Serkis came through with everything. Like, they put, you know, the motion sensors on his face.
Oh, yeah.
And all of that came through.
That was, that was actually new technology, I heard.
Well, newish.
That something hasn't been done before level.
To that level, you're correct, because they filmed all the scenes with Caesar practically. Serkis was in those scenes.
Yeah.
The weight on the bed wasn't fake when they were introducing... I keep referring to her as Slumdog, but... And I apologize for that. I don't know what the actress's name is.
We'll just call her veterinarian. Veterinarian?
The veterinarian.
I didn't know.
She was the vet.
A lot of syllables in that word.
She was the vet at the zoo that he took mm-hmm. Caesar to. So let's just call her the vet. The Slumdog Vet.
Slumdog Vet?
Well, I'm going to get in trouble for that one, too, anyway.
Nah,
again, send your complaints to fans.weeklate@gmail.com. That's actually a real... I lost my train of thought.
I just want to say one thing. I mean, it's nice seeing, you know, this is more of like a true story of the, it was more of a very like realistic true story move of how black people started from the bottom and came to the,
oh my God.
And they all rose up. You know, to overcome obstacles, which they had pretty much their entire lives. Now they rose up, they started to get some intelligence.
I can't keep going with
first
this.
He steals a car, and then, you know, he takes a wallet, so, you know, we got some theft there, and then, too much?
A little too much.
Okay, apparently, I'm getting my films mixed up.
I don't know how to backpedal my way out of confusing...
We're not racist. Like, I'm not racist.
You're confusing Rise of the Planet of the Apes with...
Rise of the Africans, perhaps?
Boys of the Hood or something?
Yeah, phenomenal. Phenomenal film. I mean, you know, and... You know, and this is the final steps, and now we have a black president.
Oh my God.
We can see how far they have come over these few years.
It's not
phenomenal.
It's not a documentary.
It kind of warms my heart, actually. I used to be a little bit racist, as a child, because of my upbringing. But I mean, like, I learned to love them. You know what I mean? I just learned to love them. They're awesome people.
So, did you think this was a documentary about how black people came to power?
Yeah. That's what it was, right?
Not at all.
Oh.
I think you completely missed the mark on this.
I think I'm gonna get shot.
We might have to actually question our friendship after those statements. I'm not sure. Like, part of my family is black, which might make them okay with this. I don't know.
Yeah, but they might find that funny. You never know. Because humor
Racism is funny.
Racism is funny, but when you compare them to monkeys like you did...
Oh, my God. That's hold on a second.
That's not right.
See, this is an audio podcast. They might have our personalities mixed up, but...
Have they come that far yet?
I hope they can differentiate our voices at this point, because all those racial statements were made, in fact, by Jason Kryptik.
No, they were absolutely were not.
Again, you can email your...
Audacity has a lot of crazy things. A lot of crazy
things. I am a good editor, however, I am not that good in switching our voices. Email all of your black racist complaints to fans.weekly@gmail.com with this in the subject line, Jason is a racist. We'll make that.
This is not a racist. Jason appreciates the rising and the backstory of how they came into being.
Wow.
I love them.
Okay.
Just because I don't want to get a pipe bomb thrown on my front doorstep, which they probably can't make yet.
Email me my address.
What's that?
I'm sorry?
I have a PO box. I'm going to get my house.
Okay. I really forgot what I was talking about before the...
Before you got all racist on me.
Yeah, before the anti-everything.
I love black people, by the way, so please don't take it. Please don't take offense to that.
Let's talk about trailers.
18-wheeler or...
Movie trailers.
Movie trailers. I apologize. Movie trailers. Specify what kind of trailer we're talking about. I got you.
What was that one that we saw... Name them, because you always remember the trailers before I do.
I don't remember a single one of them.
Which one? Okay. We really should have done our research. Again, lazy and not on top of our game.
I was trying to hold in a fart, because I didn't want people to die around me.
You didn't hold it in...
It slipped at all. It slipped one time.
The old guy next to us thought maybe... A chimp had died, and the movie hadn't even started yet. So.
Is that before or after I threw popcorn in his hair?
Yes, that was before he threw popcorn in his hair, and then he's like, "Did the guy that fart just throw popcorn at me?"
Then he shit himself because he's fucking old.
Right.
So,
God, there was this movie trailer that had to do with like energy alien balls coming to Earth. Remember, they were like, oh, we have to...
Don't look at me in the eye whenever you say balls. I told you about this.
That was a complete mistake. The Freudian slip on the part of my eyeballs. I don't know what that
Remove
means.
Them.
All right.
Yes, there's a movie about invisible aliens.
What was it called?
Invisible Aliens?
So it's called Attack? Invisible Alien Movies Attack.
Yes.
And
fantastic work.
It had a dude in it that I've seen before whose names escape me.
Pretty sure he was in Digimon.
Again with the digital Pokemon.
God, I went there again, didn't I?
I don't understand why.
So much
credibility
right now. So first, black people hate me.
Then.
And now.
Anybody that appreciates cartoons
Digimon or Pokemon
or anime
now hate me
because those aren't cartoons, nor are they anime. So we have all those haters on you.
Yeah, they're gonna be all.
Again, you know, we record this podcast together, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we agree on all points, especially the racist ones. Being that I am part of a minority race, I tend to be a little bit sensitive about those topics. Yeah, I don't have a problem with saying Slumdog Millionaire actress. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, see, that's a little bit of a double standard.
I don't think so, because I was born and raised brown. And I may have been
You're
mistaken.
You're not that brown, though.
But
You're
I've been mistaken.
Really not that brown.
I've been mistaken for a lot of brown.
Like brown?
I'm talking Indians.
Like brown.
That especially.
Wow. No. I would not make that connection.
Have you seen my military ID? I look like a terrorist that has been trained and brought in
to look at America?
From the Middle East to look like a Hispanic American who could be, you know, I don't know. I might have a bomb on me right now. I'm just
you
saying.
Might. I
am not Middle Eastern, however, but I've been mistaken for Egyptian.
Egyptian, nice.
I've been called Egyptian.
Nice.
Moroccan, which they're from the same kind of area. I've been branded as Iranian, Iraqui.
That's a little
I've been called a towelhead and a sand nigger before.
Whoa, you just dropped the N-word.
But I said stand in front of
you. Hear that, gentlemen? Okay. Okay. Now we see who the real racist is.
I can say that because I'm part
of... Oh, you can say whatever you want, to be honest with you.
Again, send all your hate mail to fans.aweeklate@gmail.com.
Aaron, analysis in the subject line.
In the subject line, just put, we are racist. And that, I think that will cover...
And we want to fight your face.
Absolutely everything. We did a terrible job on covering... trailers this week. God, there weren't that many good ones. Otherwise, they would have stuck out.
No, they were all pretty stupid, to be honest.
What was
Conan?
Conan looked
phenomenal.
See, and you were making fun of me.
I thought it was Hercules.
Last week for mentioning Conan.
I don't remember that because I was drunk.
Okay.
So.
I think admitting it is the first step.
The first step to progress.
So. Good for you, because I haven't made that first time.
I know you haven't.
I haven't even admitted it yet. So.
It kind of empowers me.
It does. It makes you the Caesar of the mobile studio.
Watch out, I might rise up.
You might rise.
And flip this car over. Mobile studio, which is not a car.
Why didn't you just blew yourself up right there?
Okay, yeah, we're poor.
We're doing it how we can get it done, which is what I can say for most people.
Who are the people that wanted to do it but don't do it, we're taking a step in the right direction.
Right.
Because we're actually doing something.
Even if it's just for us or our friends, because they do listen.
They do listen. And
I'm a little disappointed we don't remember any of the trailers.
They weren't that important. I mean, the only two that stick out are... Conan, the Age of the Barbarian Warriors, and
the
Invisible Alien attack Mars, whatever the hell.
Right.
So
watch out for the Invisible Alien in the form of Energy Balls movie. And
you looked at me yet again.
I did not.
You're peripheral.
But now it's an audio podcast.
You're looking at me again.
It's your word against mine. Oh, that's my lazy eye.
Oh.
It looks like I'm looking at you.
Is that real?
Is it
real?
It is actually,
I thought it was fake. Oh, my God.
It is actually real.
You can see me when I was flicking you off all day at work?
It's not that lazy. I can't see behind me.
Is that lazy?
It doesn't, like, flip up inside.
I see what's going on. I'm so lazy. I don't feel like taking any action right now. So I'm going to keep wandering around for a moment.
I'm so lazy that it carried into my eyeballs. Even my eyes are lazy. Like, okay, my left eye is seeing everything that happened last week.
It still won't take any action.
It won't. It just sits there. Wow, I don't know why I'm sharing all that information.
I don't know. We got to straighten that out, though, for this podcast.
I would, edit that part out.
No, we won't.
What have you... Okay, we're actually doing pretty good on time. What have you listened to or watched within the past week that you want to get out there?
Well...
Maybe nothing at all. Maybe it's been a really relaxing week for you. I don't know.
I've seen a few films. I believe it was called The Roommate,
What did you think of that movie?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong title here. This is the one where the girl moves to New York because she's a doctor. And she gets an apartment for $3,800. And the
you
guy...
You remember the how much money she paid for the apartment, but you don't remember the name of the movie.
It was The Something. The Super.
Oh, that narrows it down.
But, like, the movie consisted of this her getting raped in her sleep for 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
Because she's a doctor and didn't know that she was being drugged in her sleep. So it kind of begs me to question, how good of a doctor really is she?
What movie were you watching, I wonder?
I don't know.
Who was the actress in it?
I don't know.
It's not The Roommate, because The Roommate was with that girl from Friday Night Lights. She played a cheerleader. She's gorgeous. She's cute. That wasn't... And my brother's...
It was a similar title.
My future sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law.
Which is my brother's girlfriend, right?
How are they doing, by the way?
They're good.
That's
they're
fantastic.
They're engaged.
That's
so,
good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
She dragged
expensive.
Me... She dragged me to watch this terrible movie. It was like a single white female ripoff, but like a remake.
Was it White Girls?
No.
See, I'm trying to earn favor for the black community.
Oh, yeah, because you just talked about how they reminded
because
you.
Because you talked to, okay. and you used the N-word, which...
right, yeah, I don't know. I watched... Great. I'm not going to remember. Okay. I can't remember what movies I saw, but...
You watched Pokemon, didn't you?
I didn't.
I know you did.
I didn't.
Okay.
I will never watch that. Maybe on my deathbed.
You're losing out on a
which,
very
if I keep going at the rate I'm going, might be next week. I don't know.
It could be tonight if you keep it up. What's that?
I haven't eaten Taco Bell anytime soon. What's that?
Ooh, explosion. Oh, yes.
I saw... God, I've been watching Louis. If you guys haven't seen Louis, Louis C.K., he had a couple of shows on HBO. He had a couple of seasons on HBO. He did a good run. A couple years later, he came out with a similarly titled show on FX called Louis.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the second season. It's about 3 or 4 episodes in. It's on FX. If you don't have cable and you have access to the internet or on your phone, get Hulu. Even the free version has Louis, a couple episodes. Get Louis. Also get Wilfred. It has Elijah Wood and this actor from Australia, I believe. His name escapes me, but he's the one in the dog suit who created the show. They smoke weed and antics ensue with Elijah Wood's crazy character talking to his next-door neighbor's dog in human form in a cheap dog suit. It's hilarious.
That sounds amazing.
It's so good.
That sounds amazing.
Music-wise, anything you want to...
Listen to, I really don't want to say. Because
okay. You're a little embarrassed?
A little bit embarrassed, but, you know, I'll say it anyway.
Smart soundtrack?
Only 3 times, so...
Okay.
Technically, no. All
right. But is that the original Smurfs or the movie version in 3D?
It's the one I made myself, actually.
Oh, self-produced indie
Super
Smurfs.
Blue. You know, Blue Dabba-Dee-Dabba-Dye? Yeah.
It's called Super Blue. I like it.
Super Blue.
Is that the whole name of the album or just the one song?
That's just the one song.
Okay.
Yeah, but the one album that I have had in my CD player the past couple of days...
You still have a CD player?
I do.
Those are one of the things you made fun of me for saying in last week's podcast.
You had a cassette tape.
I did. Did I say that?
That was
kind of
pathetic.
Oh, I said VHS tapes. You did.
But I have Nicki Minaj.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get out of the...
However,
now.
It was a sweet gift from my amazing girlfriend.
Okay.
Because she knows I like the one song, and I thought it was kind of sweet of her to do that.
I will say this about Nicki Minaj. She has come up so fast and so hard that I think she's going to fall just as fast.
Fall on what? Some more cocks?
Her fat ass and her fat titties.
Which are probably all CGified.
They're fake somehow.
Yeah.
They're real CG.
There's nothing real about her. What's that?
She might be a great lyricist / rapper / hip hop artist, whatever you want to call her. I just don't.
She's coming up fast. People are gonna get burned up.
Yeah, they're gonna get burned out.
Or burn out, not burn up. Cause I'm going back to the flame again.
Again, with the fire.
Yeah.
As far as music is concerned, if you guys want to chat about hardcore hip-hop or underground hip-hop or rap, you can hit me up on Twitter. It's @analysis49. I think you touched on the word anal being in my tag earlier, so go ahead and spell anal.
Well,
Y-S-I-S.
Anal Y-S-I-S.
With 489, the number's 489 at the end, and that'll get you to shoot me some stuff about, like, you know, some underground hip-hop or this Nicki Minaj ordeal that
easy,
we're talking about.
Easy,
easy. I'm just saying, it's sweet of your girlfriend to get you a CD. However...
Super Bass is an amazing song.
Okay. We both know how we feel about Nicki Minaj.
Shall I sing it for you?
Plus her last name, so she's a porn star. What's that?
I love porn. Okay. Well, we can go ahead and go back to... actually, you know what? I don't even like porn anymore. I quit today.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
I go to meetings.
We'll see what happens on next week's episode. So we covered movies, we covered TV, we covered a little bit of music. What music am I listening to this week? Not a lot, man. Like, my music has been replaced, to be honest with you, by a lot of podcasts. I keep listening to, and I said it before and I'll say it again, go to WTFpod.com. That is Mark Maron's podcast. Not crazy about the intro. He curses a lot, which is Mark Maron, but...
Yeah, to be expected.
The podcast is good. I listened to the Conan episode the other day, again with Conan. Not the Barbarian, but the late night talk show host.
Conan the Barbarian.
I've been following Conan's career for a really long time. You can see a bunch of personal art I did for Conan in the whole, like, crossover from NBC to TBS on FenEntertainment.com. Just Google analysis for Google search analysis 49 on my site, on the Fen Entertainment site, and you'll see the artwork I did for Conan. But Mark Maron does a good job interviewing him. He does an interview with a bunch of other comedians that probably, I mean, I haven't even heard of, and they've been around for a really long time. Like, it's a really good time for comedy and podcasts right now, which is, I hate to say it, like,
you're really degrading our show right now.
I know.
I hope,
like,
you know that.
Well, no, I'm not degrading it, because hopefully we're part of that, you know, but...
I don't know. Not just part, the next level. The next level. Gotta have high expectations.
Yeah, but, God, topping those guys, it's just unbelievable.
Topping?
Nerdist, again, we keep mentioning them. There's the Indoor Kids, also from the Nerdist Network. They have a podcast geared more towards video games, and, like, they had a whole, like, hour conversation about the Evo games. It's, like, the Olympics for Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Or any fighting game. Like, you go in there, they have Marvel vs. Capcom.
I mean, video game shows, you know, that talk about video games, I don't know about you, but they get old fast because, I mean,
they're only five episodes in, and they cover such a wide scope that I doubt that's going to happen anytime soon.
True.
But you're right. Some people only talk about first-person shooters.
Well, I mean, people play games. They don't want to hear somebody else talk about how they play the game. They want to play the game.
I think if you listen to it, though, they have more of a way of, like, talking about other things and referencing video games, like, not 100% of their, you know.
Yeah,
but it's good. These are just suggestions. Go listen to it.
Yeah.
If you don't like them, you know, go ask yourself. I didn't.
Poop on you.
Yeah. I don't know. We covered podcasts. We covered movies, TV. Oh, God, this is really dated, but I saw American Ninja Warriors in season 3 right now on G4. Amazing. Like, the parkour guys, there's some new talent on there. It's just good. Go watch it.
But, I mean, in conclusion, I mean, Planet of the Apes, Rise of the Planet of the... There's a lot of pronouns and synonyms and acronyms in one title.
There's a lot of vocabulary going on.
A lot of vocabulary going on, like, at one time. It was very, very difficult to say.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Let's do...
It's really good.
Our reviews. Let's do, like, out of 3 stars. People do 4 stars, 10 stars.
You know
what? Let's do 3.
We're going to do 11D.
11D is perfect.
Out of 11D stars, how many do you give it?
I give it...
11D being the best, 10 being it was perfect, but it's not 11D.
I'm going to go with a 10D.
Wow.
Yeah. Halfway in between.
Not even something that we just made up, but you...
I just made up another one.
Wow.
Halfway in between 10 and 11D.
That's 10D. Okay. Well done, sir. Well played.
Indeed.
Well played. Great, because I wanted to do that, and now you just completely have me up on that one.
You can do 90D.
No, I just give it a regular 9.5 out of 11D.
You, sir.
Because I'm just saying, they strived for perfection. In your case, they made it with a 10D.
10D indeed.
In my case, they could have done a little bit better.
I don't know about that.
With the baby CG and the smoke CG and the plot hole. That's why it gets a 9 out of 5. You gave it a 10D. Out of 11D, average score, 9.5D.
You gave it a 9.5.
10.5D.
I gave it a 10.5.
I'm trying to make up some sense.
It would be a 10D.
Would it be a 10D?
No, it wouldn't. No, it would be a normal 10.
Would it be a normal 10?
It would be halfway in between 9.5 and 10D. So that would be...
Because we gave it such a great score, this movie gets a 10 out of 11D. From a week late.
I can agree with that.
All right. Perfect.
But
I think that's a good
better.
Way. I think that's a good way to end it.
I think it is, too.
Again, if you guys have any questions or correct us on the storyline for anything that we talked about. By the way, I'd like to give a verbal shout-out. One more thing, if I could plug FenEntertainment.com. Props to one of my closest friends... And bestie, one of the best DJs we have.
Oh, the UK deal.
Yeah, the UK deal.
Okay.
my friend and close business partner, DJ Aaron Bond. Props to you, homie. You made it. He actually was featured in a UK magazine online. There's a whole bio over there. Check out at Fenton Promos on Twitter. We have a link to at DJ Aaron Bond's UK page. You can get a bunch of his free music mixes, downloads at FentonEntertainment.com. If you want to follow him, it's at DJ Aaron Bond. That's AAronBond on Twitter. He's on Facebook under the same name. Look him up. We're doing big things right now as far as the independent music and projects and bands and all that good stuff. Indie music, again, for free, FentonEntertainment.com. I will be setting up Mr. Jason Cryptic's Twitter this week.
Indeed.
Since he's lazy and not on top of his game.
Not at all.
He's been dedicating his time to other more important things than Twitter. And that's not, you know, me being mean. That's just,
no, yeah.
Like, you've been busy at our regular 9-to-5 work.
Yeah.
You know, this guy is so fast on the graphics that he completes everybody else's job before they're done with it, therefore it gets twice the work because he's pulling up everybody else's bootstraps. But team player on and off.
That was kind of a compliment.
Yeah, it was.
Appreciate that.
On and off the clock. He's a good dude. Well, it's because I do, you know, all the other stuff, the graphics and putting stuff together for the podcast, while you're off doing more important things. So we share the responsibility. I don't want everybody to think that one person is doing all the work, you know?
No, Darren very highly contributes to the actual audio and putting it together.
Thank you.
Going at home and making sure everything sounds right. That's all Darren.
That's because I have no physical social life and nobody loves me.
Your mom loves
you. She does.
She does love you.
She does.
Yeah.
My mom. I can't believe you just brought her on to this. That's right. Okay. I love you.
I won't go into the rest.
Okay. all right. I think that's good. Email us again, fans.weeklate@gmail.com, fanentertainment@gmail.com, at analysis49 on Twitter. We'll get Jason set up pretty soon. Aweeklate.com for all the latest episodes and all the revamps. We will be on iTunes and RSS feed soon. You can subscribe to the RSS for the website, which is fanentertainment.com. There's a big button on the right-hand side that says RSS. Subscribe here. We've been doing pretty good. We want to thank you guys for listening, even if it's just for our friends and family. We know somebody's listening out there, and the comments and hopefully the emails that we check tonight will be positive ones. If not, negative feedback is good, too. I mean, we do...
Feedback is feedback, like, no matter what form it comes
in. I don't want to apologize for our sense of humor, but if we offend anybody, it's not intentional.
We don't mean to offend anybody.
We're not racists. We were both raised in diverse families and intelligent ones.
Yeah, as you can see, we're good friends and we're completely
different.
We're
both from
cultures.
We're both from different diversities
and
cultures.
I've been called albino and white, whitey, toilet paper face.
Wow.
No, I wouldn't call it any of that, but...
You could have been an ape.
I was called rich.
Oh, yeah, you're white. And wow. All right, here we go again. Again, fans.weeklate.com for your hate mail. And we keep giving out the real address. Like, we keep giving out the real one. Like, we want you to, you know...
Yeah, it's not fake, you know. It's
there might be a little bit of shock value, you know, but it's just us having fun. Like, don't take
it seriously. Yeah, we're just having fun. No, we're not racist or anything like that, so don't get all, you know, offended.
I have every walk of life on my side of the family. There's white, there's black, there's Puerto Rican, there's Colombian.
I have black in my family, too.
And, wow, really?
Yes.
Most of them are hanging in the backyard in the tree.
Oh, yeah. You went there.
Hello.
You went there. I cut him down, like, last week. There's not there anymore.
God. All right, again, it's fans.weeklate@gmail.com. We want your hate mail. But again, it's all in good
fun. Hate.
Anything else you want to put last minute? What, you have any side projects you're working on that you want to plug?
Not as of yet.
No?
Not as of yet. I mean, I am working on, hopefully within the next year, or by the end of this year, coming up with my own website.
All right.
To promote some of the graphic work that I can do, because I can't really express myself where
all
I currently work.
That's good. I like that.
So I'm very good at the 3D aspect of things. Of course, most of my work during my daily job
is
2D.
I miss doing 3D.
Exactly. So hopefully I'll get my
projects.
Up.
if you guys have any projects that you might want a little bit of consultation on, we both went to art school. We both have degrees for what we did.
Yes.
We're just not using our degrees to our full potential.
My degree is a bachelor's in digital entertainment and game design.
Nice. My degree is associate's in computer animation.
Nice. So as you can see, we have some, you know, background knowledge about graphics. So like we know.
And audio. We were talking about my hip-hop career, my short-lived hip-hop career.
You're more audio than me.
True.
I'm a huge audiophile, just as far as listening.
Just not in the sense of producing it.
Yeah,
right.
I don't like to produce. I like to listen. I like nice, crisp, clean audio.
Just like in real life, he likes to take more than he gives.
That's a little bit excessive.
I'm sorry? Was that out loud?
It was out loud.
Oh.
It kind of hurt my feelings a little bit.
That was supposed to be a mental note.
You speak your mind a lot.
And so here we go. Thank
your
you.
Your eyes
very...
looking around the car again. Mobile studio.
Mobile studio. You keep saying car.
I didn't say car. I said I have a cough. Okay.
Exactly. You said.
I don't know.
All right. So thank you guys for listening. Here's some more music from our friend at Center Entertainment, DJ Aaron Bond.
Aaron Bond.
And next week, do you think we'll do Change Up or?
We'll see.
All right. Up in the air on next week.
Up in the air next week.
That's it.
Maybe a little bit of like an outro song?
Yeah, that's what Aaron's for. I'll throw him in later.
I was kind of hoping that...
Oh, do you want to sing one?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to...
Go ahead.
It's a week late and we're on the podcast. Prayer, but if it was a prayer, you're going to fucking hell. We're gonna add that out.
You're
a man. We know that.
See you next week.
See ya.
God, that was terrible.